How would you like to be awakened from a deep sleep in the dead of night to hear that? And the tread of heavy feet without being able to see anyone moving around? Could you go back to peaceful slumber after being awakened by a cold and clammy hand upon your brow and gazing into the phantom face of a one-eyed madman? Our radio play for today, The Ghost Doctor, is based on a most unusual story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It is a witching midnight hour when spirits of those who have long since departed this fleshly world return to live again. In millions of homes, respectable citizens are fast asleep, resting for the toils and duties of the morrow. High up on a hilltop, a woman and her daughter are spending their first night in a newly purchased home. Suddenly, the mother is awakened by... And reaching for her negligee at the foot of the bed, she is about to get up when the door bursts open.
Mother, what is it, Dilma? Was that you, really? What happened?
Oh, Mother, it was terrible.
What was terrible? Oh, there, stop shaking, darling. There's nothing to be afraid of.
But Mother's with you, baby.
What hand, that eye.
What hand? What eye?
Don't let him come in here, Mother. Don't let him come near me again.
Oh, of course I won't, Dilma. But just tell Mother what's the matter.
I woke up feeling as though someone had put his hand on my forehead like this. Only it was a dreadfully cold and clammy hand.
Yes, go on.
And when I opened my eyes, I stared up into the face of... Oh, no, don't come in here, Mother.
Well, nobody's coming in here, dear. There's nobody in this whole house but you and me.
There he is again. And he's only got one eye. The place where his other eye should be is a gaping hole.
Oh, hush, child. You were dreaming.
Listen. I wasn't dreaming, Mother. I heard his footsteps. Hear that? He's going into the north wing.
The north wing? Why, Dilma Digby, you know as well as I do that north wing hasn't been occupied for years, and we haven't unlocked the doors yet.
But what? Mother! Come here to the window.
But what is it, dear?
Look.
It's impossible.
You see? There's a light in that window.
And the doors to that wing are still locked.
It's gone. Just as suddenly as it appeared.
Why, so it has.
But there it is again, in the next room.
You're right, dear. Now I understand why I bought this house so cheaply.
I'm not going to stay here another night. This house is haunted.
Professor, this house is haunted.
You mean, madam, that if a structure occupied by the spirit of one departed from the physical world...
Well, whatever I mean there are spooks around here. My daughter was awakened by one last night and nearly frightened out of her wits. You're sure you can drive the ghost away?
Spirits cannot be driven away, madam. Their confidence must be gained. Then they must be made to realize that they're making nuisances of themselves.
Well, anyway, you're sure you can de-haunt the place for me?
I've been a successful ghost doctor for the past 6 years.
How long will you take to rid my house of these unwelcome guests?
It all depends on what type of earthbound spirits are in possession, madam.
Well, how can you tell about that?
You see, if a spirit has a black aura, you want to be careful. They are the dangerous ones, the fellows who cause trouble in houses where murders have been committed.
Do all murdered persons have black auras?
Oh, no. Sometimes they will have a beautiful aura, indicating a lovely character. The changing of a spirit can be determined by the change in color of its aura.
Well, how on earth does the color change?
How on earth? That's very neat. Now, to start with, a spirit's aura is usually pitch black. Then it changes gradually to a liquid silver.
Well, that's very interesting.
Well, the sooner I get my trap set, the sooner we'll have a look at your unwelcome tenant.
Well, where did you set your trap?
In the room where you saw the light last night.
Well, that's across the hall. Come along, Professor.
There you are. I'm ready.
Well, you haven't got very much paraphernalia, judging from that one suitcase.
No, my equipment isn't very elaborate, but it's effective.
I hope so. Here, let me open that door, Professor.
Thank you.
My daughter won't stay in the house another night until you get rid of the ghost. This is the room, Professor, from which we saw the light. Now, please notice, I have to unlock it. I'll turn the light on.
Oh, how musty it smells in here. Ah, this will make a perfect laboratory.
What are those curtains for, Professor?
With your help, I will drape these heavy velvet curtains so as to form a cabinet. I'll first set up this framework. Ah. Now then, if you'll take a hold of that end, Mr. Diggle. That's it. Let's hang it up.
This way?
That's right. You see, we must separate a small space from the rest of the room.
Why?
So that the spirit may have an opportunity for a private conference. Now, I'll set up this folding chair. And then this portable controller.
What's that for?
Ah, it's the key to the trick. To the spirit, it's a mysterious and unexplainable object. Its appearance and the sound of the music attract the spirit's attention, and he hovers around to investigate. After a time, he'll ask a question. And then I've got him.
Got him? I don't understand.
Once I get a spirit to make an opening inquiry, I've accomplished the hardest part of my job.
Indeed. Professor, do you have to work alone?
Not necessarily.
Well, if there's anything weird going on, I want to see it.
Very well. Everything is arranged. Please turn out the light. Now, come and stand in the cabinet by my side. The chair is for our ghostly visitor.
Why, I can't see a thing. Where are you?
Stand still a minute. I'll strike a match.
Fine. Now what do we do?
I'll start the music playing. That ought to attract the spirit.
Nothing's happening yet.
Quiet, please, Mr. Bigby. Wait.
The same sound we heard last night.
We've got the spirit's attention. He'll soon be with us.
Something's coming this way. Hear it?
Quiet, please. He may get frightened.
Oh!
You
frightened him away. Oh, I'm sorry. But could you tell what color he was?
Green. The muddiness of shade shows him to be one who met a violent death. We may learn how if we can lure him back.
Can you, Professor? Do you think you can?
I'll try the music again.
He isn't coming.
Wait, be patient.
He answered your call, Professor.
Yes, he'll come back.
Here he comes.
Good evening, friends.
That music, where does it come from?
What did I tell you, Mrs. Digby? They all ask that.
It's a Victrola, friend. I played it to attract your attention. Tell me, why can't you take the rest you deserve? Why do you keep tramping around so?
I cannot rest. I must keep tramping, tramping, tramping.
Why?
In life, I was a traveling tramp, tramping around the country. Always, I tramped.
Why? Why are you earthbound?
Because I have never been buried.
Never been buried? What do you mean?
30 years ago, I knocked at the door of this house. It was a dark and stormy night.
Give me shelter. I've lost my way.
Wait. I'll open the door. Come in.
Thanks.
What have you got on your back there?
Oh, my empty pack. I'm a peddler returning to the city for another supply of goods. You mind if I throw this in the corner?
As you like.
Oh, thanks. That fire looks good. May I warm myself and dry out a bit?
As you like.
That feels as good as it looks, that fire. You live here alone?
Who sent you to this house?
No one sent me. I lost my way. To see your light at windows, I knocked at your door.
You lie! Huh? Tell me who sent you to this house.
I'm telling you the truth, my dear son. Nobody sent me.
You came to rob me of my gold. They told you to come here and rob me of it, didn't they? didn't they? Answer me, didn't they?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's they?
So that's why you brought your sack with you. Peddler. Bah! Do you expect me to believe that? Do they expect to pull the wool over my eyes with that story?
Well, I assure you, sir, you're mistaken. I'm only a poor traveling peddler. Lost and homeless.
Peddler. Peddler. Bah!
Well, since you evidently won't believe me, I better go, eh?
Stay where you are. Huh? Here, let that pack alone.
Here, put that poker down.
They'll tempt you to rob me, will they? I'll show them.
Put that poker back by the fireplace, do you hear?
I'll show
now,
them.
Stop, stay where you are. Don't come another step
closer. I'll get
now, listen, listen to me, please. Please, now, wait one moment. I'm telling you the truth. Nobody can.
I'll tell them you'll never be seen again. I'll never be seen again. I'll show them nobody will ever rob me.
Don't strike me with that poker.
I'll strike that.
For 30 years, I have tramped through this house, doomed to endless tramping.
Heavens, am I dreaming?
Quiet, please. Silly visitor. What happened to the owner of this house?
I managed to put one of his eyes out this time. He stays here, too. He puts a light in the window every night. Just like the night that I came.
The one-eyed madman, Vilmosaur.
The new owner of this house hasn't done you any harm. Won't you go away and leave her in peace, both of you?
Yes, on one condition.
Name it.
That you take my remains from the place they are hidden and give me a decent burial.
Gladly. Where are your remains?
In the cellar. Here, the coal bin. That's where the old man hid me.
You have our word to bury you. Now will you go?
Yes, I will go.
Have my ears deceived me? Or my eyes? I'm sure I saw something in that chair.
You doubt we talked with the spirit of a peddler?
I must confess I do.
You wish proof?
Can you give me proof?
Yes. Tomorrow we will dig out the cellar near the coal bin.
What does the professor expect to find, Mother?
Hush, Emma. Have you found anything, Professor?
Not yet, but I should soon. There's only a little. Mr. Sigby, come here.
What is it? What have you found?
Look, some bones of a skeleton and a rusted buckle of a peddler's pack.
Why, how exciting. How did you ever know to look here for anything?
Ask your mother, my child.
How did he, Mother? I don't know.
Be sure to read the hair-raising adventures of a ghost doctor, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will appear under the title Haunted Houses. This is Wentworth announcing and sending the microphone over to your own announcer.